I was praying for us yesterday, and I just saw this sanctuary as a construction site, and I saw the Lord putting in steel bars in us. I think it's called rebar, but where you put in steel bars and then you pour in concrete, and that he was just, I feel like he's strengthening us individually. He's putting strength into us, building it into us, breathing it into us in this season, just as a spiritual strength. And also as a body, that he's doing something new in our trust level for each other, in the way that he's joining us together. And that's also that steel strength that he's putting into us as a body, that he's just building us up at this time. So Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for your plan for us, Father. I thank you that you give us the grace, you give us the strength, Father, to reach that plan, to reach that destiny, Father God, to rise to the height that you have called us, Lord. So we just welcome you. We welcome your process. We welcome your strength. We welcome that you are building us, Lord God. You are building us, Father, into a house that will see your glory, Father God, that will see your glory manifested in the earth, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are inputting in us strength, spiritual strength. I speak it into us this morning, Lord, spiritual strength, Father God. Lord, that where we have been weak, Father, that you turn it into strength, Lord God. Where that we have doubts, Father God, that you turn it into faith, Lord. Father, where you have decisions to make of surrender, Lord God, that you would turn those, Father, that we'd be wholly yours, Father God, that we'd be 100% in, all in, Lord God. I just thank you, Father. I thank you for doing that this morning. And then I also had a word for you, Troy. Yesterday I was praying, and I just saw that in your life, it was like I could see a jailer, and that the enemy had felt like he had locked you away somewhere where you're not going to be effective for the kingdom anymore. That it felt like, okay, I've got that covered. I've got him taken care of. He's in the cell. He's not going to be effective anymore. And I just, as I was praying for you, I was just praying out that there would be an earthquake in your life, like where Paul and Silas were in the prison cell and the chains fell off. That the Lord's going to bring an earthquake and upheaval in your life, that the chains are going to fall off. And then also what I heard is that there's much to do. There's much to do, and you're going to be very effective in the kingdom. And so, Father, I just pray that over Troy. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that there's much to do. There's much to do, and you have risen him up, Father God. You are rising him up to be an effective warrior for you, Lord God. I just thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for doing something this morning, Lord, where the chains, Father God, that have been there, Lord, they are no longer, Father, allowed to stay. We speak freedom. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for new freedom, Father, that he is able to walk out into his destiny, Father God, and see things. See miracles happen, Father God. See visions come true, Father God. See his dreams that he's dreamed come to fruition, Lord God. I just thank you for awakening new dreams in his heart, Father. Thank you, Lord.
For you, Beth, I know that you're here, and just what I hear from the Lord is that you have a song to sing in your heart. And I just hear the Lord that he loves to hear the song of your heart. And I believe he's saying that despite whatever situation, whatever circumstances, whatever pressure scenario or situation you find yourself in, I just believe he's saying, as you focus on your expression of worship to him, as you just focus on him and worship him, it's going to take care of everything else around you. I just see it just being actually an effective weapon for you as you release the song of the Lord in your heart, that it's just going to melt everything around you. So Lord, I just release that, Father, over Beth, Father, just a song of the Lord to spring forth in Jesus' name, that Father, no matter situation, no matter the circumstance, Father, no matter what she's facing, Lord, no matter what pressure scenarios, Lord, I thank you that as she worships, as she steps into that place, Father, of worship, Lord, that song, Lord, just releases an atmosphere of peace. It releases an atmosphere of peace, Father, not only around her, but, Father, others around her in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would use her, Father, in this time, in this season, Father, Lord, to be an example, Lord, of just of peace in the midst, Father, of pressure, Lord, as she worships you. Father, I thank you. for that release over her, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the wings, Father, that you've given her, Lord, to fly in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to fly in the Spirit. Beth, I just see you on wings as you worship. You just begin to rise. And just like an eagle, I just see you soaring. And then you start going into these dips and these turns and these smooth moves, just following the wind of the Spirit. Just the wind of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. I feel bad about this, but I forget your name over there in the blue. Hello. Elizabeth, sorry. Just like a sense I got from the Lord is that he's blessed. He's blessed by the, just what I hear from him, he's blessed by the meditations of your heart, of what you think on. What you imagine, and I just hear the Lord saying that he sees you as a dreamer. And I see him releasing on the inside of you. We have a song that we sing here, I don't know if you heard it or not, but it's like a dream, dreamers of impossible dreams. And I just see the Lord releasing that over you, just this creative dreaming to go above and beyond, just crazy out there. Only the Lord can provide and do it. And I just see he's placed that seed on the inside of you, and he just loves that. So, Lord, we just speak that increase over her, Father, this morning, Lord. Lord, for a deposit, and Lord, a release, Father, of impossible dreams, Lord, that only you can fulfill. Impossible dreams, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for taking her, Father, in Jesus' name. And actually, what I see is I see you walking on this balance beam, just see you walking on this balance beam that just extended out, and where you could very easily fall to the left or the right. I just see it as you put one foot in front of the other. You just walk forward with this perfect balance. This perfect balance. And I see that beam leading into the nations. I see that beam leading into the nations of the earth. So, Lord, I thank you for that over her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just, Lord, I thank you for Christy. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you for joy. In Jesus' name, joy. Father, I thank you. Oh, Lord, that I believe in this season, Lord, that you're sending Christy out, Father. Just what I hear, Christy, is just an apostle of joy, a sent one of joy. Lord, I thank you for just joy, Father. Lord, not necessarily over awesome life circumstances. Those are good. But Father, just joy in delighting herself in your presence, Lord. Joy in being your daughter, Father. I thank you, Lord, that wherever she goes, Father, even probably to a location soon to have a child, that Father, in Jesus' name, that when she's in there, Father, there's going to be such a release of joy, Lord, to the doctors, Lord, to the nurses, Father, as a testimony, Lord, of Josiah, Lord, and him coming forth, Lord, I thank you. Father, for the spirit, Lord, of joy, of celebration, to permeate, Father, every atmosphere that she finds herself going into, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. Yes, Lord. Holy. And for you, Terrence. Terrence, I just see the Lord being blessed by your heart. Just being blessed by your heart of faithfulness. And I believe that he's saying that he's going to take you into a new season of beginning to receive of beginning to receive some things that you've sown out, expressions of your heart that you've sown out in time and effort into people's lives. I just see the Lord taking to a season of just beginning to receive from Him, to receive that which you've sown. So Lord, I just thank you, Father, for a time of harvest, Father, in Jesus' name, over Terrence, Father. A time of harvest, Father. A time of harvest in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that release over him, Lord. Harvesting. And in that time of harvest, Terrence, as well, I see you actually harvesting people into the kingdom. See you just bringing people into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, for that evangelistic heart, Father, over Terrence, Father. Bringing people into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that somehow Michael found himself at the front. We always see him at the front, Lord. Oh! And Lord, I thank you that you're honored. Michael, I just hear the Lord saying that he's honored by your heart to put him first. He is honored. The Father in heaven is honored by your heart to put him first. And I just hear him saying, because you have that heart to put me first, I'm going to open up doors for you that no man can open. I'm going to put you in places that no man can put you. I'm going to pour out on you things that no man can contain. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for an abundance, Father, release, Father, through Michael, Lord, through his heart, Father, through his life in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for taking him into a season, Lord, of strategic placement in Jesus' name. Strategic placement in your kingdom, Lord. Thank you for that over him, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Nikki, I just saw you, and I just saw the Lord putting you, Nikki, just like a crown of glory on your head, and it was just illuminated, and I just felt that the Lord was just doing something just in your heart in this season where he's stirring up old wells in you, where things that you've experienced before and ways that you felt towards the Lord that he's just bringing a renewing to that. And he's stirring up those old wells in you that you just an increase in intimacy with the Lord, an increase of closeness with him where he's really your first love and your best friend, and that all those old wells, old good wells would be just deepened and strengthened in this time.
Where did he go? Tony. He was just dancing around in the back. Tony, hi. I saw a picture of a leather armband around your wrist, kind of like a biker type thing. Yeah. And around it, there were pearls. And each pearl, I heard a pearl of great price, and each pearl represented each one of your children. And that the Lord sees each one of them as significant, and he knows that your heart's desire is for each one of them to grow in things of the Lord, to come to know him in a close, intimate way. And he knows that you hold those things close to you, that you guard them. And he wants to honor your desire and Anne's desire as you continue to contend for your whole family, not just your children, but your grandchildren as well. But the Lord wants to bless that family. He wants to bless your heart. He wants to bless the desires that you guys have for them to come to know you, to come to know you in a way that's full of grace and mercy and releases joy over the entire household. So, Father, I bless that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the desire of his heart, for his whole family, Father God. And we just speak restoration over them, reconciliation, Lord. We release the spirit of your presence, Father God, over each one of them and a hedge of protection around each one of them, Father. We call them home, Lord, and we just anoint Tony and Ann, Father, as parents, as spiritual parents, Father God, that they will see their children come into the fruition of the calling and the destiny that's on their life, Lord. We release that over them, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you know every cry of their heart, you know every desire that they have for their family, Lord, and that none of their prayers, none of their labor has been in vain, Father. So we bless that, and we stand in agreement for that in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
And Jason, Jason Taylor, this one's for you. I saw a picture of you with a really large sword, very tall in stature, and there were areas of the sword that were kind of like notched, like that area was dull, but the sword itself was very strong and very sharp. And so as you're wielding the sword to cut something, there would be at times, not every time, but sometimes where those notches, those dull areas would get caught on the very thing you're wielding the sword against. And that was a source of frustration. Like, why doesn't this work every single time? Why can't I cut through, like, every single time? And that caused you at times then to use the sword like a saw. So you'd cut and then you'd use your own strength to try to pull it through. And I just believe that it's the Lord's desire to let you know that's not his intended way. His intended way is just for it to cut through, like, with ease and with grace. And that as the Lord fills in those areas of dullness, as the Lord heals those areas, those notches in, that sword is just going to slice through every time, and there won't be the frustration of every once in a while it gets caught. It's just going to chop through. And then your confidence in the grace of God, your confidence in the power of God, your confidence in that sword just being wielded in the way that God designed will reach its fullness. So, Lord, I just bless Jason, Father God. I bless the Taylor family, Father. I thank you that every area, Father, of dullness in the sword, Father, every area of, Father, the missing little notch, Father, you're filling in right now, Lord. You're healing right now, Father God. The key to that, Father, is your healing love, your tender grace, Father. And as Jason just falls back on that, Father, the fight, the wieldingness will be with ease. It will be with joy because your grace has designed that sword to cut through in one motion, that there wouldn't be any frustration, that there wouldn't be any dullness, Father. So I thank you, Father, that you're sharpening him, you're sharpening his family. We just bless the Taylors in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father, for his life and for their lives.
I was coming up, but Andrew Miller, as I looked in your direction, the Lord just started unfolding a picture for you, and I just believe that the Lord this morning is wanting you to know that he is very proud of you, and that he sees your heart, he knows your heart, and he has created you to be a fireball, to burn, and that you've been moving steady, and that he loves that. He's moving you forward, and he's saying, the picture that I saw was of like a boat that was going steady but slow, and then all of a sudden it became like a speedboat that just kind of took off. So the only way is up for you, Andrew Miller. The way is up for you, because the Lord has amazing things in store for you. So keep the steady, and the speedboat is turning on. So God bless you, Father. I just thank you, Lord. You just release your word, Father God, of destiny, Lord, over Andrew this morning, Father, of your purpose and of your calling on his life, Lord, that it has started, Lord, and the only way for Andrew Miller is up, Father, up, 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 Father, in every realm and every aspect of his life, Lord. And I just thank you that you are also saying to the faithful, I am faithful. So Andrew, you and the Lord is faithful, because you've been faithful. He is faithful, and he is faithful all the time. So we just thank you, Lord, for that. And just bless Andrew this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Terrence. I see a picture of you standing in front of a really large field bigger than that, really high grass, and you've got a weed whacker, just one of those hand ones, and you're looking at it, and you're excited to start foresting through that and cutting it, and the excitement in your eyes, and just as you're about to go forward into that, the Lord stops you, and he hands you this massive industrial lawnmower to make the job that much easier. And I believe what the Lord's saying is that he sees your heart, and that you've been up to the task that's set before you, and it looks like a daunting task, but there's joy in that process. But in the midst, that the Lord's equipping you with greater tools than you ever thought imaginable, that he's giving you greater tools to accomplish those tasks than you even realize that you have at your disposal at this current time and in this season. So just that the Lord wants to give you eyes to see, ears to hear, how he's equipping you more and more to continue in a process of breakthrough and in a process of clearing the field in an area that hasn't been touched in a long time. And that's not just for you. It's for the people around you. It's for your generations to come, that you'll be the person that clears that. So, Father, I bless that. And Terrence, Lord, I thank you that you continue to equip him, Father God, that there is joy in that process, Lord, and that as he continues to make himself available to that, Lord, that you would bless him in that, Father. You would bless that process, Lord, that you would continue to open his eyes, Father. And we agree, Lord, for the breakthrough that he is stepping into. We agree, Lord, for everything that you desire to accomplish in and through him, Father God, and that he is equipped beyond measure to accomplish every one of those things, because he never has to do it alone, Father. He walks hand in hand with you. Thank you, Lord.
I just had a quick one for you, Teresa. I know you guys just got a dog, but anyway, I just see a dog, like, you know how you have those rope toys and they just latch onto it and they won't let go, and just feel like the Lord's telling you to hold on to his promises and don't let go. So, yeah.
I had a picture for you, Tom. Picture of you sitting on you're sitting in a train, and you got your feet up, and you've got all kinds of food around you, and you're looking out, and you are laughing and laughing and laughing, and the train is just taking you right down this track, and it's driving, and you don't have to do anything at all. You're just sitting there, and you just keep eating all these delicacies in front of you, and people are waiting on you and bringing you just amazing food. I just see all kinds of good food, very solid food, but also some sweets, lots of sweets, and I just see you smiling. You know, kind of like the picture that we see of people who are just sitting back and grapes are being dropped in their mouth, you know. But this is more for you on a train. And the significance here is for that you're resting and you're not driving. You're just being empowered. And this train is going on the track and the track is just moving. And the track is really straight. And all you have to do is enjoy the ride and recognize the power and then embrace all the lavishness that surrounds you. And God's increasing that. That's what I see. The first picture I saw when I came in, though, was very clear. This is clear, too, but that was after. The first one I saw was for Deanne. Very first one, when this prophetic vein just opened up. I've just been waiting to give it. But the Lord wants you to know, Deanne, very, very clearly that he sees you. He sees you as a secretariat. And the last three things in your life, the three things that have just opened up in the last week or so, he's saying you are a triple crown winner. You are a triple crown winner, and he sees you as somebody amazing in the kingdom. And he says that as you embrace that, you see it, and you say it, and you move in it, the windows of heaven have just been completely opened over you already. And the Lord says that he has empowered you, and he has upgraded you to a new place in the spirit. It's a new dimension in the spirit, and that it will be recognized and seen as it is here. It'll be recognized and seen beyond. And you're a tremendous asset for this China team. Tremendous asset. And the Lord says, go for it, girl. You can do it. And the prophetic call on your life is so strong. I'm inviting you to come up right now because it's releasing you into another realm. And it's not that you haven't prophesied before. You have. It's not that it's something brand new. But the Lord says, with this new empowerment for you as a secretariat, he's going to give you a word right now. For the body, just give it, because it's from him. Don't even think about it. Just open your mouth and prophesy A good positive word.
I actually see like a plane taking off. And it's a big plane. It's a going to China plane, but it's not actually the going to China plane, but it's for all of us that it's some of us have been on planes where there are two levels and you can be seated up above, and some of us have had the opportunity to be seated up above, and there's something different about being seated on that second level of the plane, whether it's first class or not. And so I just feel like as a body we're being seated in the high place on the plane ready to take off, and that it's the size of the plane can go much farther and much higher than what we have experienced up to this point. So that's for us to go farther and higher. Father, I just thank you that this is a season for us as a body to go farther and higher, Lord, that you've seated us in the highest place. Lord, even among the other bodies that we're connected to that are going higher and farther, Father, you've seated us in the high place on the plane. And so we, Father, from that high place that you've given us, we just cooperate with you. We cooperate with what you have for us as a body here, Father. We just cooperate. Lord, we just open ourselves up to go as high and as far, Father God, as you are willing to take us at any given moment. Lord, that you just have enough of everything we need, Father, for the plane to go and go and go and go and go, Lord, without any fuel stops, without any coming back down, Father, but that we can just go, Lord, to every place that you've called us in Jesus' name.
And to finish this word for you, the Lord also showed me the gate that is open. And many times secretariats who are in the making try to run through a gate that's not open. And the Lord says, I've opened up the gate. Run, girl, run. So, Lord, we just solidify this word in Deanne. I just thank you, Lord, for the new raise for her, the new empowerment for her. Just a new sense, Lord God, of what you're doing in her life. And a new release, Lord God. A new release. I thank you, Lord God, for this upgrade in the spirit. And I thank you, Lord, for what that's going to look like for the kingdom. I thank you for what you're doing in her. And Father, for the influences that she is touching and she is having and she is. And I thank you, Lord, that her sphere of influence, Lord God, is being touched mightily by your power that's resonating through her. So I thank you for that right now. And may this be a word of encouragement that the Lord says, run, girl, run. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We want to recognize the wonderful fathers in this house. Aha. The first one that I know personally and intimately, the most wonderful man in my life, my husband. I'm just so dearly grateful for him. He's such a great husband, a great father, a great grandfather, and much more, if you read my Facebook post. And so I just want to say thank you, honey, for being who you are, and thank you for being who you are in this house, and we're very blessed to have you as spiritual father in this house, spiritual papa. And I know that our Father in heaven so loves us incredibly that he gave himself 100% by sending Jesus. He gave his best, and he gave his best to us, and so we say thank you, Lord, for that. So in that event, those of you who are fathers in this house, there are many mothers and fathers in this house in the making and stronger ones even yet to come. But I really believe that the fathers in this house, the Lord is strengthening and shoring up the foundations for that which the Lord wants to do in your own personal life, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, in the area of protector, in the area of victor, in the area that God has for you as someone specifically designed by his hand to be able to move in that role. So your families are blessed going out and coming in because of who you are, because of your influence. Many of you have had fathers, you've all had fathers, but some of you have had fathers who have gone home to be with the Lord or maybe haven't even known the Lord, but anyway that they're not in your life right now. And sometimes on a Mother's Day or a Father's Day, there's kind of a bittersweet thing. But the Lord wants you to know that he was very intentional about your father that also was used in giving birth to you, and there's no accident in heaven. And the Lord says that if you came from a situation that was less than ideal or perfect in any way, shape, or form prior to this day, whether it be from your birth on or some type of situation in the middle of your your years up to this point, the Lord says, I'm a restorer, and I'm also one who pulls things together for you to be able to see that my hand is in all, and that even in the negative and the dark and the difficult times, as we keep our eyes on the Lord, he brings healing, he brings restoration, he brings hope. Whether we had a wonderful father all years of our life, or we had some fathers who kind of derailed at some point, or were even absentee or not around, no matter what it would be, the Lord says that take your history, take your inheritance, and say, yes, Lord, and I thank you for the blessings that have come, whatever they would be from that. And anything that would not have been considered a blessing, the Lord says, I'm removing that in the name of Jesus, and that I release from heaven just the blessings that come from your line, wherever that would be, all the way as far back as the east is to the west. The Lord says, up to the third and fourth generation, and we'll take it even further back. Whatever your lineage was, wherever you came from, whatever it was, whatever blessings have been released from the very beginning of time, from Adam and Eve to you to now, we say yes to that for your life, yes to that for your family, yes to that for your destiny, yes to that for you personally, your children, your grandchildren, and all the blessings beyond that. And for anybody who still needs healing in their heart for missing their father or having difficult times with their fathers, in any way, shape, or form, whether they've gone on, passed on, or they've had challenges, just usher in, Lord God, your just healing, victorious presence over each one of the men and their families recognized here today. So we just value you highly. We value the family. We value the family where there's mother, father, and children. We know that there are changes when there is discord or there is problem or someone takes a different track. But God's best and God's way of doing things is for a mother and father, man and woman, to come together, to pull together, to leave their families to come together but stay yet united. Come together as one and see the fruit from that relationship, a positive fruit. So we're all about the family here. And anything that digresses that, we raise up a standard and we say, no, that's not who you are, Lord Jesus Christ. And we raise up a standard of love. And therein is the love that we can help people get on that train where they're just sitting back and receiving from the Lord and watching what he's doing. So we just thank you, Lord, for the adjustments that you bring in the spirit today. And just thank you for the healing that you bring. And we celebrate the wonderful men in our midst today. So give yourselves, everybody give them a hand. Stand up, if you would. All of you who have children, you're a father. Just stand up, and we have some gifts for you. We say thank you. We say thank you. That's kind of a weak clap. And we say thank you to the fathers in this house. We just bless you. We release you in Jesus' name. Release you into the next place in your destiny. Yeah. Can someone help? Help Peter. Thank you. God bless you all. It's a wonderful, wonderful day as we celebrate this Father's Day.
Awesome, awesome.
Keep standing so we know who you are.
So we know.
Because you get a gift. If you're looking at these wonderful purple shirts, I'm so excited. This is our new mission shirt for 2012. We're excited about that. And obviously the China team is the first team to get it. The wording on the shirt came from the Lord, given to Darlene, who was very creative when we had mission training weekends, and she put together a folder and things. And so we knew that those words were from the creative energies of the Lord, creative spirit of God. So we said, Darlene, as you're designing this shirt, just put your words right on there. So as you read them, just be encouraged that those were straight from the kingdom of God through Darlene.
Seeing the children, are they here? We can release the children onto kingdom land. One, two, six, So how many carnivores do we have here this morning? Spiritual carnivores. You want to go for the meat. You don't want some of those things that end up in my bowl at times, at home. You want some red American Angus beef. Well, that's what we're going for this morning. On our way to China in 2 days, less than 2 days? Well, about 2 days. About 2 days. So we're looking for the meat, not the milk. I should have gotten a man on that one, but we'll let it go. Father, we thank you, God. We need you, obviously. In order to get an amen this morning, we need you, Lord. We're blessed that you have more fun with us than we could ever imagine. You actually enjoy us. If we could only enjoy your enjoying of us, so much would be accomplished. We wouldn't have a down moment, ever, if we realized how much you treasure us and care about us, that you don't want to wag your finger at us. You want to invite us into deeper things, higher things, greater things, into your very presence. You know you can transform us with your presence. You're not even shook up about it. Thank you, Lord. We draw in today. We ask for more. We ask for the meat. We've had the milk. We ask for the meat. The meat that will sustain us through whatever happens in our life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful, the tremendous, the challenging. We turn to you today. We give you praise. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Yes, we do. I counted these pages and I was going to tell you how many there were, but I forget. I think there's 12 pages. Of verses that are about the Father in the New Testament. 12 pages of Father verses. Now, you could come up with a pretty good Father's Day message from 12 pages of verses. In fact, we could take all of Father's Day, the rest of it, and talk about these verses, right? And every Father's Day from here on out. And we still wouldn't be finished with what these verses are about. Amazing. Why does he want that revelation? There's only a few verses in the Old Testament, by the way, about the Father. You have to do a search. You have to kind of find it. And mainly in the Old Testament, it's about the Father being the father of a nation. He's fathering the nation of Israel, or the company of Israel, depending on where they were in their history. But in the New Testament, the emphasis is he's the father of the Son, and he's your father because of that. What a switch between the two covenants, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The father of a nation, you know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. There are still people in this fellowship trying to figure out whether they want to believe in Jesus or not. That's fine. You're welcome. You will if you stay around long enough, because he'll convince you. I don't have to. It's awesome. He can do it. He's bigger than you think. He's greater than you can imagine. He's higher in his thoughts than we can attain to. But because we know him, we get him as father. We can relate to him as father. Most churches today on Father's Day are going to celebrate the fathers. I think we did that. We gave you your complimentary mug with your goodies on the inside. You know, it's one day maybe we'll fill it with gold coins and you'll say, oh, I'm not showing up at church. You know, it's Father's Day. I'm going to go out and have a barbecue. And that day we'll fill it up with gold coins and you'll miss out. But today it's, you know, a few goodies in there or whatever to recognize you as a father for all you do as a father. And most places, I would say, on Father's Day are going to recognize the fathers for going after things in a fatherly way towards their children and so on. But you know, there's more. There's more than that. Oh, but that's good. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's tremendous. We want good natural fathers. We want good spiritual fathers. But you know, each father here, each person that desires to be a father, and the if we take it non-gender-wise, all of us are wanting to be fathers in the faith, I would hope. That's even a higher calling. Father over your children and leading them spiritually and then taking God's call to be a father over other believers to raise them up in the faith. Some of you say, well, that's up to you. You're like father in a house. They always say that thing. And that's you and Pastor Mary Pat, right? We don't have to do that. That's up to you. No, actually, we're fathering you to become fathers beyond us. Because we could take all the accolades to ourselves, you know. Put our name out on the sign out front. Father Bill Gokey. Now, a few people would be confused. They might come in thinking that we're going to have robes on and a certain way of having a service if you put Father Bill Gokey out there on the front sign. They'd really be confused if you put Father Mary Pat. The point is, we're being fathered by Father God to father others ourselves. Now, we want to lead the charge. You're not going to push us to the side yet or ever. But you are all to be fathers as well. Fathers to father other people, spiritual people. Now, it starts with your children, surely. But that's not the end of it. That's part of the process. In fact, you learn how to father spiritually by fathering naturally. You learn a lot about fathering. Now, when I say fathering, get rid of the gender, okay? It means mothers too. You learn how to father better in the spirit by fathering your children. And you're fathering them in the spirit as well. But there may come a day when they want more than you have to give them in the spirit. What happens then? Well, they just go off and go off by themselves, and God's their father, and well, he always has been for each of us. But I think one of the reasons that the body of Christ is weak at large is because we think that at some point we can separate from anyone that would be an earthly father in the spirit over us. We can just separate from that whole idea. That's too scary. That's too close. That's too invasive. That's too limiting. I need to spread my wings and fly. Well, you do. You need to mature to the place where you're not dependent on spiritual help. But you never reach the place where you're independent from spiritual help.
much of the body of Christ. They come in, they listen to a sermon, get some worship, hopefully. Maybe they get some ministry if needed, if that's offered. Sometimes it's not. The ministry is supposed to be the message. And that's the relationship they have with spiritual parenting, being raised up in the faith. But that's not what you read through the New Testament. Paul and Timothy, Paul and Titus, Barnabas and Paul, and then it became, get this one, Paul again and Barnabas. How does that work? Yeah, you can exceed your spiritual parents. And if they're open enough, they receive from you. Ooh. Elijah, Elisha in the Old Testament, in case you think it didn't happen back then. There's an impartation from someone's life into your life that you're supposed to be gathering in. And it's not just I'll get a little bit over here and a little bit over there and I'll kind of mix it together and I'll be okay. I can handle life with just Holy Spirit in me. That's why he's in me. I don't have to really listen to anybody else. You know, many pastors, leaders, they hear this often. I prayed about it, and now I have a peace. You know, that's not the ultimate. Praying about something and having a peace. You know, if you're over here, like I did a couple weeks ago, and you're throwing the ball up yourself and you're hitting it out into the outfield, or into the infield, depending on how good a hitter you are. And you're doing that, and you're like, well, it's working pretty good. I'm hitting a lot of them. Occasionally you miss one, but hey, I'm a good baseball player. What? I hope you wouldn't think that, because then you bring in a big league pitcher. And you get up to the plate, and you're like, I'm a good baseball player. I hit some myself right over there. And now you're up against a guy that's going to throw you a fastball 90-plus miles an hour. Will you find out what kind of baseball player you really are? Certainly. Now, a coach could have told you that. So you're stepping up to the plate, leaning into the fastball. And it could have pretty disastrous results. But a coach over here could have said, yeah, that's great that you can throw the ball up and hit it. But we're going to develop you into a real hitter. No, wait, look, watch. Look at that. Wait a minute, I got a better one. Look at that, opposite field. A coach would say, but you haven't been in a real ball game yet. There's going to be a guy out there trying to brush you back from the plate. You say, what? Brush what? What are you talking about? They're going to throw it right down the middle, aren't they? And I'm going to hit it right out there, right? Every time. They're going to throw it in the middle. I'm going to hit it. The coach is saying, no, that's not how it works. They're trying to get you out. Well, there wasn't anything like that over here. Nobody's trying to get me out. Nobody's trying to confuse me. But many, many Christians run their life that way. No coach. No help. Now, some of you know that in here. And you've decided to go a different direction. You've decided to get some parenting in your life. You know, would you allow your children just, go to the mall, open up the door of the mall, release them for 6 hours, and go to a movie, or two, or three? I mean, it's closed in. It's a mall. What trouble could they get into? Let them go. Let them be free. Let them see all there is in the mall. Let them meet the security people. Why don't we do that as natural parents? I mean, it's a mall. It's got all this good stuff for them. I'm sure when they go to the food court, they'll only eat nutritious food. The reason is because you have a role in their life. You have a role to coach them on a few things. Children, I don't know if you know this, shouldn't eat elephant ears all day long. It's a kind of a one-time fair thing. But children, many cases, would love to do that. What makes the difference in their life? Parenting, good parenting, makes that difference in their life. Leads them to better choices, helps them enjoy those choices. You'll love this apple. This avocado is just like an elephant ear. Your broccoli is just like a candied apple. You'll love it, and it's good for you too. And before long, you are making pretty good choices. You eat broccoli, and you're telling your child not to eat elephant ears all day. And you're like, how did that happen? How'd that get transformed in me? Good parenting. It works the same way in the spirit. But so few take advantage of it. You know, almost every week I say, you know, every time I speak at least, you know, we're available. You got a need? We're available. Often what I hear is, I thought you were busy, so I didn't call you. We had kind of an emergency, but I didn't call you. We went to the hospital, got checked out, and so on. We checked out of the hospital, and we didn't call you. Okay. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I'm just thinking, what if? Just what if? And it doesn't have to be calling me specifically. You know, it can be the person that you look up to as the one that's helping you in the faith. It could be one of our leaders. It could be someone in here that you see Holy Spirit attach you to. Let them be involved in those little emergencies of life. Let your spiritually parenting, fathering type people that you look up to be involved in those kinds of things. They can help. They can guide. They can father. You say, well, I have God with me everywhere. I mean, that's the thing, you know. I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me, and the Father's in you, and I'm in, you know that whole thing, John 17. That's what Jesus wanted, that oneness going. Yeah. But something that so many Christians don't understand is God uses human agents to get across the very truth often that he wants to get to you. He'll use human agents. Otherwise, what the world are we going to China for? God, go save China. End of prayer. We know you want to. Just go over there and, you know, like, well, you're already over there. Okay, you're already over there. God, you're everywhere. You're omnipresent. So you're in China right now. Why, just tell those beloved Chinese, those precious Chinese that you died for, that you love them. Come to them in a dream, a vision. Speak to them in their ear. Use the Holy Spirit to draw them, Lord. And bring them to yourself. Amen. Mission trip done. Awesome. Whew, feel real good about that. Except there's this little matter of He said, go. I don't get it, God. If you're everywhere and you're the message yourself and you're so powerful, just sovereignly save China. Ask of me. You say, I'm asking of you. I'll stay here and sip tea. You go over and save China, God, because you care about them even more than I do, that's for sure. You gave up your son to die for them. Pastor Bill. Fact, just Bill. I don't call you pastor. Go. Go to China. Take some radical ones with you that will make you look good, but go. Go. And tell them about Jesus. See, we run our Christian lives like that. We wouldn't run our missions like that, but often, I'm not saying you specifically. If I look at you, please don't think that I'm you. Run your life that way. Just saying, so often we run our life that way. I heard from God, and I'm supposed to leave. I heard from God, and I'm supposed to stay. I'm supposed to go. I'm supposed to run. I'm supposed to feel my hurt. I'm supposed to feel my pain. I'm supposed to be offended. And a lot of times, that has nothing to do with Holy Spirit. Our soul gets involved. Mind, ooh. Will, emotions, You get those boys going. Woo! They can chase each other's tails all day long. All day long. Somebody says something sideways. Oh, man. First that hits my emotions. But I'm in church. So I won't do that. I'll do it at home. No one will see me. No one will know. And then my mind gets involved. They probably meant even more than that. They said that one little thing, and that was offensive. But I bet there's a whole catalog of things that they don't like about me and the way I operate. Yeah, catalog. And you've got a catalog. They never said any of that stuff, but you got a catalog. Your mind's good. It's better than a computer, they say. Isn't that correct? They do say that. Yes, okay. The best computer there is your mind, and you're only using 10% of it, and you can come up with a catalog. Am I telling the truth in God's house? Yes, I am. Then your will. I will not forgive them. I will not forgive them. I will stay in offense. I will. I'm gonna. Tell you what. Then you see Pastor Mary Pat drive by and you go. Come on. And that doesn't, just because she drives by doesn't change my will, does it? I have to repent. Or mind, will, and emotions in my soul just chase each other's tail around. And I get more and more worked up. And I read the Bible. Well, that one says forgive. Turn that page. This page says forgive. Turn that page. Be comforted. Now that's more like it. That's Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about. And I may not be talking about you today. But. So what helps with that? I know this is Holy Spirit because I got a piece about this bitterness. Got a real piece about it. I'm so peaceful I can hardly stand it. What helps with that? Well, maybe I should run it by my focus group leader. You know, we're supposed to have heavy, deep discussions. They're supposed to be helping me in this Christian life. Maybe I'll run this little situation by them, see if they might have. But I already heard from Holy Spirit, so what else could they add to it? I have a piece about it. What could they add to it? Probably a lot. Because we don't know what we're struggling with as much as we think. We can't analyze it like we think. Oh, well, we have Holy Spirit and he'll help analyze it. Not if you're really holding him down and you're saying it's him. You know? Isn't that true? Come on. It's true. We have to be open to God's process on this thing. And it involves believers that are a little farther down the road than we are. Have they ever had a day like that? You betcha. They've had a bunch of them. And they've had to battle through to a better place. They've had to come to a place where they realize they're not the Lone Ranger. You know, they're not the Apostle Paul by themselves. Don't need any help. Just shipwreck me. Just flog me. Whatever you want to do to me, because I'm for Jesus 100% of the time. We need each other. We need help. And again, I say it again, I'm not talking about dependence. I'm talking about counsel. That whole book of Proverbs thing. Oh yeah, I want wisdom. I really want wisdom. Yeah, just like the book of Proverbs, I want wisdom, 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 wisdom. I want wisdom. I want a lot of it. You know, chapter 1, verse 5. Counsel. Counsel. There's a lot in there about counsel. Receiving counsel. You're a wise man if you receive it. Why does it say that? Because we all need our rudder put back in the proper direction. Now, some of us agree here, and then when we're with other people, we don't believe the same thing. We don't say the same thing. When we post on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, we post something different than what we tell people here. Sometimes. Don't you want a consistency? You know what helps? Someone that comes along and says, that's not consistent. I don't know, you know, it just kind of makes sense. You're not being consistent. I saw your Facebook post. I'm your friend, and I'm your friend that's willing to wound you. You know, the worst thing you can have in your life is a friend that's not willing to wound you for your benefit, for your help. If I was running for president, I would say it this way. I am that friend. And I will wound you. Oh, how come you're not helping write my material? Because it's never written down. Okay. You know, we like Father. Whoo, as long as he's up in heaven and he's speaking inside of us. But when you're actually being fathered by his agent, his representative, the one he's chosen to father you, the one that's he's chosen to develop you, help you, show you the rough spots and smooth them out, help smooth them out, that's where it gets a little sticky. Now you can imagine that we've had people come here and they love the Father's love. Woo! They love when I'm up there singing the Father's love. You know, and I love it too. Love, 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 love. Oh, I love this place. I love everything about this place. I love, love, love you. And Pastor Mary Pat, oh, this, oh, never been to a place like this before. Oh, ooh, ah. Do you know that doesn't go to my head? And here's the reason why. Because unless they come into a relationship with Father the way He designed it, they will find something they don't like about this place. And the enemy will use the mind, will, and emotions, chasing tail, until he runs them right out of here. Now, this isn't new. I've told you this before. Because what is the best for you, the enemy wants you to stay away from. He wants you to get that thought, just that doubt in your mind, raging. I was wrong. This isn't the best place. I can see things in it that are off. They're trying to control me. They're trying to lord over me. They're not trying to turn me into a faithful person. They're trying to turn me into a frontline maniac. I don't want to be a frontline maniac. I don't want to be a robot. All they ask me to do is things, do things, do things, do things. Come to this meeting, come to this meeting. Presence, 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 presence. And before long, the catalog starts. Mine goes, there's not just one thing. There's at least 45. The will gets behind it. The emotions. I'm on a crusade. That frontline place is dangerous. I'm going to tell a couple other people, too. Don't gossip. Father's love. Don't spread division. Father's love. Repent. Just. Oh, He's going to take me to heaven when I die. We can avoid the very fathering He wants to do in our life and still look good. You will look good when you come in here. But you won't stay. You won't stay. Even if God plugged you in. I've said it many times, I only want the people here that Holy Spirit is plugged in. That's the place they're supposed to be. This is the expression of the body of Christ that you're supposed to be plugged into. I don't want people to feel like I plugged them in here. Now, if you're in the midst of wondering whether you should be plugged in or not, you're not even part of what I'm talking about. Or you just, you know, come because you're part of a family that attends here and you come occasionally. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those that know where they're supposed to be plugged in. You should know. If you have a father in the faith, a father helping you, a fathering situation going on. And sometimes it's not one person that you can just say, well, it's them. It might be a couple people that have voices in your life, very strong voices in your life. And this is God's idea. Why do you think He designed the natural family like He has for us to see? A picture in front of us. Why does He talk about the bride and the groom? Why does He bother with all that stuff? Why not just say, I'm God, here's your children, you know, and He hands them over to us. They're already born, none of that difficult birthing process. Just kind of hand them over to us for a season. We know where we got them, from God. We're going to take care of them. Awesome. Don't even have to have marriage, just throw a couple people in there, take care of some kids. Well, we're all Christians, you know. No, He designed the natural family to to show what it's like to be in the spiritual realm as well. He wants us to get the picture. So he shows us good family life in the body of Christ and says, that's what I want it to be in the spiritual. Why do you think he goes through that whole body thing, you know? The eye shouldn't say to the toe, I'm better than you. I could probably do your job too. Why don't you just get lost? No, we need one another in the body of Christ. Every part with Christ the head. Working together. Functioning together. Some organs need other organs to even function properly at all. Hey, give me some more of that hormone stuff. I need it. Bring it. I won't be able to operate very well here. So, of course, there's even iron sharpening iron between people in the body of Christ. That's why we let other people come up here and speak. Not just Pastor Mary Pat and Pastor Bill.
They're the only ones that can speak, you know. You have to ask their permission to even sneeze up front. And when you sneeze, make sure it sounds spiritual. Not like Rachel Larson. If you ever want to hear a funny sneeze, she knows. Every time she sneezes, look at her, she looks at me. We let other people come up and share because you need to be sharpened by other people in the body. You need to hear what they have to say. You need to know they have a life in Jesus. You know, there's a lot of places meeting this morning. No one talks up front unless it's announcements other than the pastor. He's the voice. He's the guy. He's the one. And we have two. Think how much we could dominate. We would never have to let anybody speak. But instead, you say there's something higher, there's something greater. Now, ultimately, inside of you, according to Colossians 3:15, Holy Spirit is going to help you call the balls and strikes. He's going to be the umpire. Okay? But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt at all to have the coach say, you know, that was a strike, and you didn't have to swing at it because you swung in a ball that was out of the strike zone. We can improve this. You don't have to have so many strikes. When you're outside the strike zone, don't swing. Let me show you how. That was really a ball. You could have let it go. It helps. Not dependence, but certainly not independence. Independence leads to the tumbleweed effect. You go to one body, you find something, they didn't treat me, I don't like what, they don't have this children's, and they don't tumble onto something else. Tumble onto someplace else. That was never God's intention. If you're going somewhere else, it should be on a mission. You know, once he plugs you in to where he wants you to be. Okay? Or you're released by that body. Oh, yeah, you need to move on because God is behind this. And there's some agreement there. There's some, yeah, go get him. And if there's not agreement, possibly there could be some lording over. Maybe they were kind of trying to control your life a little bit. And the Holy Spirit will show you, but be very careful about that one. I've moved on from places because of someone overlording over me. And it becomes obvious. It becomes a campaign. They don't just keep it to themselves. They tell everybody else. how far you off you are if you're going to leave and that type of thing. Boy, some serious faces out there today. Woo! So here's the Father. Here's just a few of the blessings that the Father gives. You know, 12 pages. I don't know. They just took a few out here. How do you get these two to match up together for your life? Part of it is a Father's blessing from a representative, an agent here on earth. And again, it doesn't, obviously, a pastor or two pastors or a whole gaggle of pastors can't necessarily cover everybody in the body, so some people in the body have to be raised up to be spiritual leaders and fathers in their own right. Do you know one of the things that I think is the greatest thing that's happened in Frontline is not that we've gone to so many nations. I love it. I think it is a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. It's a massive blessing. It's something we're going to continue doing, and we love it. The greatest thing that I think has happened is there actually have been fathers that have been developed here. You know how rare that is? Many churches send a mission team or a mission, you know, support a missionary, or they do the mission thing a little bit or a lot. But so few have the revelation that there needs to be fathering going on. I don't know how many people I've talked to in the last 2 or 3 years. So when they say, when you go overseas, you know all those trips you take? Yeah. Who takes care of your people? You know, it kind of comes across like, aren't you being a little irresponsible? In the case of a few, they're saying, I could never leave my group for one Sunday. Are you kidding? They might have a vote. And I come back and I'm serving cookies. They would, you know, they have this, I can't leave. If I do leave, I got to find somebody to preach there. Let's see, who do I know that would fill in my spot for a week or two? They're just, you know, so peaceful here. I come up to go on a mission to China. I don't care who preaches. We've got some people we just tap and say, go for it. See what God does. And many times, the body is so blessed, or more people come in, or new people come in, or whatever. And I'm over in China. Pastor Mary Pat's in Mozambique. Or we're somewhere together. Do you know that's success? It's success that Jesus got through to us. Father got through to us. Yoo-hoo! This is how it's supposed to be done. Woo-hoo! Pastor Bill, I know that, you know, it took a while, but hey, you finally got it. I love it that he can get through to us. Iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And the things you've heard from me among many witnesses, give them to faithful men, who in turn will teach others. What's that all about? It's about parenting. A father that fathers to father and keep on fathering. That's how roots of bitterness are taken out of our lives. That's how giftings of the Holy Spirit can be released in us. Counsel, comfort, concern, care, Why all these pictures in the Bible? Shepherd. What did a shepherd do? Lots of stuff for the sheep. Oh, Jesus is the good shepherd. We don't need any other. Oh, but the New Testament says there are shepherds over your life. So Jesus uses his role through others to get the job done. Why doesn't Jesus go to China? Wouldn't that be great? He shows up, the whole nation bows their knee to Jesus. Maybe. But that's not what he decided. It's not what the Father decided. He's going to use us. He's going to use Jesus working through us, partnering with us. We're the junior partner, but he wants to partner with us. He raises us up to junior partner. Where'd Andy go? Do we have our pictures ready? Oh. Maybe we could have that one that looks like the ocean's part of it. That's not it. Here we go. Now, a few times ago, I spoke on Jesus being our strong tower. I saw this and said, oh yeah. Yeah! So here's the guy there. You can see him in the doorway. Do you know that there are a lot of people that know that Jesus is their strong tower? They've received him. They might even say he's a strong tower and they haven't received him. I've had many people tell me that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I could just, you know, hook in with Jesus a little bit more. You know, yeah, life would be better. I'd be better off if I was hooked into Jesus a little bit. Well, it might not quite work that way. It's not like, you know, something you put in your wallet and or your purse and say, hi, he's there. Whew. Anytime I need him, I'll just kind of pull him out like a credit card or a driver's license. So Jesus is the strong tower. You can see what's happening around that strong tower. The winds and waves of life, the ready to almost wash over any person that goes out there on that deck. And there's the person. He's outside the tower. He's in the doorway, maybe going to go out there and take a little looky, peeky. Let me kind of look at those strong waves. Let's just see how strong they are. He's a child. Okay? He wants to explore. Just let me go out there to the edge and see if that wind is strong enough to sweep me off this thing. What's that person need? A voice in their life that says, back up. Back into your strong tower, dude. You've got a strong tower behind. It's not getting washed away. Back up. Get back there. It's dangerous out there. You know, he wants that voice in each of our lives. I've had that voice. His name's Roger. He set me on a totally different course than I thought I would be on. At the time, I thought, I'm going to sing specials at churches, wherever and whenever. I'm going to do it for God. I'm going to sing specials. You want to lead worship? No. I want to sing specials. I want to give my testimony too. I'm not just going to sing specials. I'm going to give my testimony along with it. Roger came along and said, so you want to sing specials? Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. So you want to give your testimony along? Yeah. You want to visit various churches? Yeah. Sounds like a ministry to me. The Bill Gokey Special Singing Missionary Ministry. And he said, well, here's something for you to consider. Do you want to consider this? I don't know what you would have to say about it. This is in my mind. I'm not telling Roger that. I don't know what you could come up with that would be better than that. But go ahead. Hit me with your best shot. Come on, Raj. He says, well, you're on a college campus here, right? You're in your last year of school. Yes, I am. You're in married house. Yes, I am. You ever thought about, reaching out to the residents right here in married housing that you'd have some relationship with and not off to some church where you're just going to blow in and blow out and you're going to have no relationship with them, but you could actually impact lives here on more of a consistent basis right here in married housing. Invite them over to your apartment for cookies and punch and coffee. Do your little, you want to call it a special, I'll call it worship. Do a little worship with them. Have a little Bible study. I'll teach you on Sunday. You teach it on Tuesday. And let's see what God does. I was like blown away. I had not even considered the very people that were next door. I mean, married housing, it was just kind of like one long building with door, like it was a bad hotel. door here, 2 stories, a block. I'm so close to my neighbors, I'm walk by all these people all day long. I was going to walk by all of them and go out and do what God wanted me to do. It looks absolutely silly now. Absolutely ludicrous that I would do that. Walk past all the people I could build relationship with to go to a place where I wasn't going to build relationship. Just blow in, look good, give my testimony, have a few people come to Jesus, and then say, okay, church, you take it from here. I have no responsibility. So what often looks good even to our spiritual thoughts has nothing to do with what's best for us and the best, most effective way that we can be used. So sure enough, I signed up for Roger's idea. I thought, how in the world can I walk past all these people all the time and not have any impact on their life and run over to some church that I don't even know? So we invited them in to our little apartment. And we gave out the best cookies and best Kool-Aid we could. And some coffee. And occasionally a little more. And I did worship, which I wasn't used to doing. Leading people in worship instead of doing specials. And we did the Bible study that we were taught on Sunday. We did it on Tuesday nights. It was fresh in our minds. And people that had no idea about Jesus came to Christ. People from different countries were affected in married housing. I walked into an apartment one night and went door to door after a while, after I got going on this thing, thinking, this is my mission field right here. Look at, there's blocks of them, and they're all in one place. This is like sitting ducks. So I go door to door, and the Americans would go, I'm not really interested in what you got, man. I'm smoking dope in here. That's where I'm getting to God. And I go to the one next door, and it was some foreign students. And they always go, come on in. Come for Coke or tea. And I thought, well, I'll be nice. I'll take their tea. I like Coke. But anybody can drink Coke, and they're offering this special tea. Oh, my Lord. Some of those teas that I had and coffee in a little, cup like this big. And so strong. I swear that's how I lost my hair. So strong, this coffee, and with eucalyptus seeds on the inside of it. After I got going, I started ordering the Coke. The tea with sugar almost to the very top, and I liked sugar, but whoo. But they would always invite me in. Very gracious. So, what do you have for us? I mean, I could have been an insurance salesman, you know. Well, I'd like you to buy a policy, you know. Come in like, you know, like this, grab their wallet. Okay. Make a pretty good business out of this. No, but I was able to share Jesus with them. I remember feeling sick one night, not wanting to go out. You know, feeling kind of sick. I really shouldn't go out. And the Lord was like, you know what's happening? You're being attacked. And I didn't even know anything about that back in those days. I'm being attacked. By who? By your enemy. Really? Okay, well, I'll just go out and see. I'll go out and see what happens, and I'll fight against this feeling sick and go out on campus and see what happens. So as I started to go from apartment to apartment, I started feeling better. Oh, huh. But nothing big's happening yet. So I knock on this door. Foreign students. Ho-ho! Hey, hey! You know, it's like they invite me in again, you know, for Coke. Got smart. And I walk in, and it's several families. And I think they were from Sierra Leone, Africa. And I said, well, you know, the reason I'm here, and I start sharing the gospel with them. And I hear this person going, I'm like, my presentation isn't that bad. And I press through it, you know, and I'm still sharing and everything. I kind of get to the end, and I'm about ready to ask if they want to receive Jesus. And I said to the one that was snickering, I'm sorry, I need to ask you, what are you chuckling about? What are you laughing about as I make this presentation? He said, oh, yes, this morning I was praying and prayed to God, and God, we don't understand you. We don't know you. We don't get who you are. Will you please send us someone that will tell us about Jesus, please? Would you please tell us, you know, send us someone to reveal who you are to us, please? And then you show up. And the more you talk, the more I only could laugh, because you were telling me, you were answering my prayer as you were sharing about Jesus. I said, ooh, now I know why I was feeling sick. Now I know why I was getting attacked. It was a huge lesson. I still have my accent, sorry. It was a huge lesson. So many of them received Jesus that night. I think all of them. And they said, oh, please, please, you need to come back next week. So, well, okay, I mean, we can, you know, do some sort of study or something. No. What we meant was, you need to come back next week, because we have more relatives. We have more friends, and we want to bring them in, and we want them to hear about Jesus. Okay. So I did. I went back, and a whole nother wave of people received Jesus. What did I learn? What if I had not had any relationship with this Roger that God plopped into my life? I'd be out singing at churches, specials, and feeling pretty doggone good about myself. You're doing ministry here, man. You got two churches in 1 week. Whoa. But instead, that launched me on an unbelievable journey that's, you know, coming to fruition with Frontline and everything that's going on with that. And that started out very small, little Bible study, you know, in a home. And now we've reached out to the nations. Only God can do that. Only a father can give us that kind of a greater vision. And we're not done. We're just getting started. This is our 7th year in this building. That's just the beginning. What's going to be after 40 years? Speaking to my water. father can make a difference in your life, your natural father definitely has. Good, bad, absolutely. You might need to be healed up from some of the things that happened as you were fathered, but I tell you the good news, Jesus can do it inside of you. He can help you forgive your father if it was a rough deal. If you had a great fathering situation, you're blessed. Take everything you've learned from that. Take it so far to take it into the spiritual and ask God how you can be fathered by him through others. He'll do a lot of the fathering through people that you might say, this person? They're not the pastor. I don't even know if they have a title. Doesn't matter. If they have a heart to father, if you have a heart to receive, you're receiving it if God has been the one to point them out to you and they're willing to input into your life, you've received it right from your father's heart. He's going to take all these verses about being a father and make them real to you. He's not going to be a father far away. He's going to be someone that you can get on your cell phone. And he's going to work through them in your life. It's an incredible privilege to be fathered and to then be a father yourself. And as we said, this has nothing to do with gender. So then you end up with these blessings. The father gives what kind of gifts? Good gifts. He wants to bring you into the place of blessing and favor, the promised land. It goes on and on and on. Into that overflow we talked about a couple weeks ago. Into that abundance, not lack. How do you think that happens? Have you been looking for a key? Have you been wanting to be more encouraged in the process? Some of you are already being fathered. I'm preaching to the choir. Some of you are considering it. Some of you are saying, how in the world does that work? Is a lording over thing? No, of course not. He speaks against that. He doesn't want someone controlling your life. He wants someone enhancing your life. We could have the next picture. You know, so this truly is in the Word of God about fathering. And it's as if you're submitting yourself to what God's desire really is, not what you think it is, or not what you've seen modeled in the past. The reason we picked the name Frontline is because we wanted to get there, not that we already were there. We're still trying to get there. Still trying to go farther to the edge, farther into the things and the revelation of God. We don't think we've arrived. We think we're on our way, but we're discovering. We're receiving revelation along the way. And it comes through the Word of God, but you have to read it with the eyes that Jesus has for it, not our own eyes. And it's everywhere. Look at this. I said at the beginning, 12 pages just in the New Testament about Father. Jesus, of course, modeled it perfectly, how to be fathered by his heavenly Father, who he was one with, totally one with, laid aside all the glory so he could model that for us, along with dying for everything that we've done wrong. He had more than one mission. One of them was to model the relationship between himself and his Father, so that we would know that's so important. I was going to use this a lot, and I used it a little, but I do want to share one verse, if I can get there. Come back. There you are. Not one verse, one passage. It's never one verse. exert the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording over those allotted to your charge, but providing to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, please turn the page. Thank you. Nope, stand there. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. How does he do that? Confirm, strengthen, and establish. A lot of people are looking for a zap from heaven, and I'll be confirmed, I'll be established, I'll be strengthened. And that comes. I mean, he does obviously touch us in that way. But much of the day-to-day struggles that we have, he uses spiritual leaders in our life to touch us, to speak to us, to speak into our hearts. And so you can be an orphan after being a child of God. You can still run around like a chicken with your head cut off, and you just can't figure out why you can't figure this life out. The key is, he's giving you a gift of fathering, someone to father you, a situation to father you. Now, that doesn't mean you have to check in every day. You know, that you have to, you know, think, oh my gosh, that means, oh, I got to meet with this person, you know, for weeks, every day. Much of it, as it says here, is by example. You will, you know, get some opportunities to spend some time with someone that can father you, that can help you in the faith. And the person doesn't come up and say, hello, I'm glad to be with you. I'm your father. And of course, you are the, oh, son, daughter, whatever. No, it's not that. It's more of, everyone knows what's going on. You know, you're being lifted up. But you could say something into that father's life because of the iron sharpening iron that changes something in him. You have to see that. You have to know that. Changes something in her. Either way. So he wants to father you through leaders in your life. That's pretty cool. That means more relation, more relationship, closeness, getting to know one another, and accepting one another. Well, I couldn't tell a spiritual leader this about myself. Really? You couldn't? What if God wants you to? You know, and it's more than an accountability partner. We've heard that a lot in the body of Christ, but unfortunately, that's not what I'm talking about. That's a big wave right now, but that's not what I'm talking about. An accountability partner just basically says, when you do wrong, give me a call, and I'll keep you accountable. What a father does is, we're going to do some right, and it's going to overwhelm the wrong. Let me show you some right. Let me give some suggestions into your life to allow God to convince you what your ministry is, what your destiny is, what path you should be taking and so on. Let me help with that. Let me just join in with the Father on that, and he'll get you to your destiny. And you'll be doing so much right, it will overwhelm the wrong. What a plan. It's kind of like that. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Much of the body of Christ spends their time on the flesh is weak. You people need to do better. What's the matter with you? We aren't going out and winning the neighborhoods. There are murders in our city. Go get them. Go get them. Go get them. Step up. Do what you're supposed to do. You know what to do, and you're not doing it. Where Father says, hey, I'll go with you. Let's do it together. Let me show you how it works. Because you're going, oh, I got to go to the streets, and there's murderers, and there's rapists, and what? I don't know the first thing to do with that. But I want to, because he told me to, and I should obey my leader. A father, rather than a leader, takes you. He takes you, and he's probably just as scared as you are. His knees are knocking. But he's going because he wants to father and he wants to step into his role. He wants to help. He wants to learn while he's doing it. You know, we didn't start taking mission trips because we thought we knew what we were doing. We started taking mission trips because the heartbeat of Jesus kept getting stronger inside of us. We've never claimed to know what we're doing. We don't. Absolutely not. But wonderful things happen when you don't know what you're doing. And we encourage one another in our not knowing what we're doing while we're doing it. It's an awesome process. You should step into it, whatever form it takes. Whether it's downtown inside the little tent that gets washed away occasionally, or overseas in the big tent that gets washed away occasionally. Or you can come with me and stay in a hotel. Wisdom. Wisdom. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We're dependent on you, that's for sure. We're dependent on you. We need you to father us. We want your arms wrapped around us in reality. We don't just want to read a Bible that's in front of us and say, how can I do that? But we know you've provided a way to encourage us and strengthen us and help us get there. Help us to see with spiritual eyes who you have in our lives that will build us up in the faith. Over and over again in the New Testament, Paul was used and others to build people up in their faith. He was truly a father in the faith, but that has not ended. Each one of us can aspire to that. And I'm asking on this Father's Day, 2012, you would bring us the revelation of all that means for us personally. Because you used to be fathering a nation. Now you're fathering us individually. Show us how to be fathered. How to submit to your process. Father, we thank you that you don't just tell us what to do. You provide the power to do it, the presence to do it, and the people in our lives to encourage us. We're blessed by that. You truly are our strong tower. You truly are abundance for us, Lord. Help us to see it's much greater than what we thought. You're much greater than what we thought. You're much gooder than what we thought. You're much higher, but willing to come down close, close to us. You don't want to be a father on a throne. You want to be so close that we can feel the touch of you through someone touching us to pray over us. You'll father through them to us. Thank you, God. Thank you for using that very close relational way of dealing with us. so many around the world are serving a God that's so far away. You're our Father that wants to draw so close that we can encounter you, we can experience you, we can feel you, we can know you. We're blessed, Lord. We're blessed by who you are for us. We give you the praise. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now will you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody have it? Praying for Frontline, and then she had a beautiful word for Troy. She gave that, and that, I believe, just propelled others to come up and step up who really felt and knew and responded to the unction of the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful picture of releasing God's goodness. And I do concur with what you're saying, honey, about the accountability, and so many times from old school, really, I've got to have an accountability person. There's nothing wrong with accountability because the Lord says there's a safety net, but the way we look at accountability can make or break what we're receiving from this message. Accountability is connection with the heart of love so that we can help each other go higher, not look at what someone is doing wrong. That's very religious, but very freeing is saying, Lord, I just want to be such a blessing in anybody's life that you've connected me with, and especially here. And that will continue to take us to the nation. So I pray that you were encouraged and you could see the very demonstration of what the Lord was wanting us to receive today, even before the spoken word. Just a thought to consider.
You this morning, we just thank you for your incredible vision that you plant in our hearts, Lord. Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to be your sons and daughters in this vision. And Lord, that we partner with you, Lord, every step of the way. And we thank you for this precious team that's going forth on Tuesday, Lord, to partner with you as sons and as daughters, as co-laborers. Lord, that your strong anointing of the Father's heart would be on them, Lord. Lord, that wherever they walk, wherever the soles of their feet touch, Lord, that that would be ground that would be accessed, Lord, for the kingdom of heaven, that there would be open windows and open doors in heaven, Lord, where the blessings of your glory would pour out, O God. Lord, we pray for just a breaking of an orphan spirit over China, Lord, through this team, Lord, that as they walk, Lord, and as they interact with missionaries, both foreign and indigenous, O God, that that orphan spirit would be broken, that, Lord, that you would give them the ability to leverage the anointing, Lord, in such a way that it would bring radical, massive change across that nation, Lord. We thank you that the mission doesn't begin when they arrive on Wednesday, but, Lord, it has begun already. Lord, that every step they take from this point on, Lord, is a step in that mission, Lord, to see your anointing fall, O God. Lord, that as they traverse the airports, Lord, that there would be divine appointments where people literally come to faith in Jesus, that there would be people from America, people from the Middle East, people from Africa, people from Europe, people from South America, Lord, who would give their lives to you before they ever even reach China. And Lord, when they reach China, oh God, it would just be like a spiritual nuclear bomb that would go off, Lord, that would just ripple through that entire nation. We thank you that this is a special trip, that as they step on in the land in China, Father, that you're literally going to bring people to them, Lord, like the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, Lord, that Philip ran into, Lord, and that an entire nation of Ethiopia was impacted because of that one encounter. That you're going to bring strategic relationships and divine appointments, Lord, that we're not in the plan, we're not in the itinerary, Father, but that you're going to lead every step of this way, Lord, that as they go to Kunming and to Beijing and any place else in between, Lord, that your strong anointing is going to be on this team, that your strong Father's heart is going to be on this team, that there's going to be a unity on this team, Father, that even in the challenging times, Lord, even in maybe in hot weather or in traveling long trips on the train or walking a lot, Father, that there would be such a peace and such a unity on this team, O God, that things that might be considered typical challenges, Lord, they would just glide through in the Spirit. Lord, we just bless this team in Jesus' name. Bless their families. Lord, as they're gone, that their families back here would be blessed beyond measure. Lord, that you would take care of each one. Father, we bless you in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
And Father, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Holy One. Father, I thank you that that ministry is going to just sprout from different places, Lord. I thank you, Father, that on trains, planes, and every other transportation that this team will be taking, Father, I thank you that you are setting things up, Lord. I thank you for the 24-hour train rides that will be happening, Lord God. I thank you for divine appointments, Lord. I thank you for open doors. I thank you for favor, Father, that covers this team, Lord, that is just going to draw, Father God, draw people out. Lord. So I just thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Holy One. And I just thank you, Lord, also that you're ministering and guardian angels surround them, oh God. I thank you that you go before them and behind them, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that every spiritual gift, Lord, that everything that you've called this team to, Father God, is activated in the spirit, oh God. I just thank you, Lord, that they walk under that open heaven, Lord, that they take you, Lord. I thank you that this team is presence driven, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that as they soak and they go, Father, that as they have said yes to your heart, Lord, that you are saying yes, Lord, that there's just an agreement, Father God, that is releasing power and authority, Lord. We thank you, Holy One, that in the darkest of places, Lord, that this team will shine, Father God, that it will be that light on the hill, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that each person, Father God, that is anointed, Lord, is anointed for such a time as this, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord, that as they open their mouth, Father God, that your words are going to divide, Father God, and draw forth, Father God, destiny and purpose, Lord, in each person, young and old, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that this team is a discerning team, Father God, that there's a sensitivity, Lord, to your voice and to your spirit, Lord, so that they walk with you, Father God, in the morning and in the night, Lord, that they are a team of seers, Lord, that they watch and they see, Father God, and they move, Lord, with your leading, oh God. So I thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One, that it is a new day, Father God, a new day in you, Lord, a new mission experience like they've never experienced before, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that they are passionate lovers of you, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy One, that every logistical thing, Father God, will be taken care of, Lord. Every connection, Father God, on planes and trains and automobiles, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the favor of God goes with them. And where man would say no to keep them out, Father God, you are saying yes and making a way, Lord. So we thank you for that wisdom and revelation, Father, that covers them and goes with them, oh God. And I thank you that this team is a team of supernatural health, Lord. A healthy team, Father God. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, that not a headache, not a stomach ache, Lord, that nothing can touch this team, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that their immune systems, Father God, are supercharged with your spirit, Lord, and that they are just covered by you, oh God. So we thank you for that, Holy One. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we bless them today, Father God, as their frontline family sending them out, Father God. We just bless them this morning, Lord, with every good and perfect gift that comes from you, oh God. So we thank you that they are equipped, that they are trained, Father, and that they are released, Lord, into the center of what you are doing, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for China, that China is going to be transformed and impacted, Lord. That life, Lord, eternal life is going to take place and spring forth, Father, from many, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Holy One. We thank you for that fiery wall, Lord, that surrounds each one, Lord. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Troy Larson.
Thank you, Father. I just thank you for just a pouring out in the underground church, Father, Lord, that as they go and they minister in the underground places, Lord, that what's taking place underground will just have an amazing ripple effect through the country, Father God. I just thank you that where it starts in Kunming and the other places they're going to go, Father, there's just going to be a ripple effect, Father, even from their last trip where they remembered what God had done, Lord. I just thank you that you would pour out, that it would just pour out and it would grow and it would increase, Father, as it goes out from the place that they're ministering here in the next couple days. So I just thank you, Father, that what you're doing is not just it's not a trip. It's a mission, as Pastor Bill says. It's a mission that they're accomplishing. We are accomplishing as a church body. We're sowing into your kingdom in China, Father, and that is going to impact the nations, Lord, not just China. It's going to go out, as Dylan was praying, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for your hedge over them, Lord. I thank you for watching over them, Lord. And I just thank you for just an increase, Lord, just a wellspring, Lord, just a wellspring, Father God. I just thank you. There's going to be such an increase of that depth, Lord, that even as a few years ago you showed me a vision, Lord God, a picture where there was a well, and at the bottom there was this precious diamond, this huge diamond, this precious one, and it was giant. But Lord, when I grabbed that thing, I heard a click, and there was an explosion, and you just took that well so much deeper, Lord, and there's so much treasure deeper down, Lord. I just thank you for an explosion right now, and just each of the team members, Father, and each of them, Lord God, you just explode in them with your spirit, Lord. Just your giftings, Father God, rise up and explode out in Jesus' name. The precious treasure that is each one of these missionaries here, Father God, that would just explode, Lord, through China and impact lives, Father. I just thank you for divine appointments, divine opportunities, Father God. Just thank you for increase, Lord, that this won't be like past trips for those who've been to China. But, Father, there's going to be such an increase, just an explosion of your love pouring out through China. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, that you've anointed this team. You've called this team, and you called us as a church body to stand with them, Lord. And we pray, Father, wake us up if we need to be woken up. It's 12 hours different, so wake us up if we need to be woken up, Lord, to pray and to intercede, Lord, that we'd be faithful in the next couple weeks as this team's overseas, Lord God, that we invite you to speak to us. We invite you to put people and situations on our hearts, Lord. We invite you to just wake us up spiritually, that we'd be listening and we'd be seeing, Father, what you're doing, Lord, for this mission in China and also in the families represented here, Father. I just thank you, Lord, that each one would feel your covering, each one would feel your grace and your peace, Lord, as you cover over each one, each family, Lord God. Thank you for your hedge of protection. I just plead the blood of Jesus over each person up here and every family represented, Lord. I just thank you for your blood covering, Lord, as you watch over them. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for China. Thank you for the harvest, Lord, the increasing harvest in China. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Carl? Well, Carl's coming. Come handy. Yes, Lord.
Hey, Lord, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the release of signs, Father, wonders and miracles, Father, to this team. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for an increase, Father, in each one of them. Prophetically, Lord, an increase, Father, in each one of them, Lord, in the gifts of healing, Father, in words of knowledge, Lord. I thank you that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're going to, Lord, just strategically place them, Father, Father, for divine appointments. I just hear the Lord saying, get ready for divine appointments. Get ready for divine appointments. Get ready for divine appointments. Ho, and to step out in boldness, to step out, ho, in places and times and seasons. And I believe the Lord's just going to give you wisdom to know when to move forward and when to step back, Father. Lord, in Jesus' name, even as Lord Henry Groover came and spoke here, Lord, as he was positioned in positions of influence, Lord, in China, Lord, I thank you that those same doors, Father, open up over this team in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the release, hey, ho, Lord, of healing over each one. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that there's no separation, Father. There's no distance in the Spirit. And that, Father, as they go out, Father, we go out, Father, as one with them. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we speak out, China team, in the Spirit, we have your back. We have your back in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. Hey, Father, for a fresh release, for a fresh download. In Jesus' name, over each one. Over each one. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the specific, Lord, placement, oh, Lord, of each team member, Lord, in Jesus' name. Equipped, Father, and anointed. Equipped and anointed. Equipped and anointed, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the expression of family, Lord, that this team will be, Father, in China, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, that wherever they put their foot, Father, hey, Lord, it's land that you've given to them, Father, is their inheritance. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hey, Jesus, I thank you that you, are ruling over China. And Lord, these are your representatives, Lord, sent in, Lord, to redeem that nation back to you, Father. We thank you, Father, that as they leave, Father, in the name of Jesus, China, in advance, Lord, that China will be forever changed. The destiny of that nation will be changed through these people here, Lord. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
It's been spoken over this body that there's a special anointing, an increase in the mantles for business and governmental release. And we're speaking that out over this group, separate from anyone who's visited here or come before, or gone before. Irregardless of what their testimony or experience is, the Lord says, I'm doing something new in Frontline, and I'm releasing that over this body. He's already done that. So I'm saying to the team that as you step into that, the Lord says the doors are open, and walk through that, because it's a special, special release for this team based on the DNA from what God has for us in this way, for this anointed and this appointed time. So Lord, I just release that over this body in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the new realms of authority that this group is stepping into. And I thank you, Lord, for the protection. And I thank you, Lord God, for the provision. And I thank you for your fathering heart that goes with them. I thank you, Lord, that as the doors are already open, that the eyes will be there to see, the ears will be there to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church and what the Spirit is saying to the people. So I thank you for that now in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Lord God, that the full manifestation of what you've released already in this season over Frontline through this body as the representatives and ambassadors in the earth shall come to pass in Jesus' name, here and abroad in the name of Jesus. We call it forth. Carl, can you come up and give a word here? Pray. Just thank you, Lord, for that.
I just keep on seeing pictures of ancient strongholds. Think about just bowing down, just the breaking off of things that had been so secure and so sure in the culture and the ways and the thinking and the minds and just the way of life changing. There being a shifting and breaking off. Just as we talk about the firm foundation of the picture that Rachel had of the rebar and the foundations, that there's a breaking off of the old foundations of things that were not rooted in godly principles. So I just speak that over this team as being groundbreakers and structure ripper-uppers and just jackhammers in the spirit to break up the things in the spirit that are not meant to be, things that have been established for centuries, and that in the ancient practice has been passed along from generation to generation. I speak just a breakthrough, and it would be just that cutting through like butter, where there'd be typically a strong impact and difficulty breaking through quickly, but there'd just be just a slicing through, just a cutting through, deep penetration of the things that are been blocked up, that been kept away, that there wouldn't be just we'll go through this thin wall, through the thin veil, but we're going to be a launching forward and a stepping in and a tearing down of strongholds that have been kept out, your spirit from flowing through freely. Or that as they would open their mouths, that there would be a piercing through, that you would just launch through, that your glory would just surround every word, that it would be glory-coated, that it would be well-received, that each person would receive it as good medicine, that would come down and bring life to their spirit and health and to their bodies, that they would bring a demonstration quickly, that there be no inhibitions at all in the team members and speaking out things that you're speaking to them, that you bring quick healing through their touch, quick healing just through their look and through their expressions, that their very beings would ooze out your spirit, your presence, and your goodness would flow through each team member, that they would be increased in their strength and their ability to step into that anointing, that there wouldn't be any hesitation, that they'd have a boldness that they've never felt before, that they'd step forward as lions, knowing that you are with them, inside them, and working through them to release your spirit to each person, no matter where they are, even if it's from one person to large crowds, that they wouldn't back down from anything. I just pray for just a supernatural covering over every ability that they have, that you'd increase and anoint everything that you've risen up inside and the training, every word that you've spoken to each person, every memory of your scripture would become sharp in their minds and their hearts, and that you'd use each one of them as a tool to pierce through, and that you'd break through in their own hearts and through that revelation of your spirit and what you're doing, that come through and be a piercing revelation. revelation to each person that you're brought them and bringing them in to minister to, that they become world changers to those who are become world changers in the countries that they're going to be ministering to. Lord, that they would be able to press through and they would see that quick victory and they'd have the confidence where they don't see the victory, that you know that your spirit is with them and the words they're speaking are powerful and they are powerful to tearing down the strongholds, because your word does not come return back void, but it is powerful and strength comes through the words when your spirit is behind and your word is spoken out. So I speak that blessing over each team member to have that rise up inside, that your spirit and your word would couple together with the strength you've given and the spirit of God that's inside each one, that you bring the unique flavor to bring the sweetness that this team has. There'd be a joining together and in the heart and the like spirit, and their minds would be drawn together and their hearts would be drawn together as one spirit, as one body, as one purpose, and that you bring about that destiny for this trip and this team in Jesus' name.
Oh, all right. Lord, we just celebrate what you've released. We celebrate what you've done. We just say thank you, Lord. We bless this team. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in frontline while they're gone. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to fill up this house in Jesus' name with your powerful warriors in the making and your bridal company. So I thank you, Lord, for that. In the name of Jesus, and we all said, amen. God bless you all. All right, amen.